Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. The holiday season has begun. Boy, every year earlier and earlier. And that means your social media marketing campaign should be underway as well. With us now is best-selling author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series, Marcia Collier. She's at Verified on Twitter, and she's on everyone's list of the top people on social media, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Marcia_C. Marcia, what should sellers be keeping in mind with regard to a social media marketing campaign during the 2015 holiday selling season?
Hi, Griff. Hi, Lee.
Hi there.
The first thing you need to do is you have to get organized. How many of us who are eBay sellers say, okay, it's Christmas, I got all my stuff, let's just list it and blow it out there? But just like publications have editorial calendars, retailers in the real world do have retailing calendars. Space out your items. Don't just throw everything up all at once to make things featured items. You have special items that you're going to list, and that's going to be your stock and trade for the holidays. But remember that you've got some eBay, what I call hashtag big bang items. And those are items where you make the most profit, that are the easiest to ship, and the ones that you really want to push out there.
So is there anything... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Lee.
Do we need to do anything differently for the holidays?
Well, what I'm saying is what you need to do with your big bang items... These are the ones that you want to promote on social media. I've seen way too many Twitter and Facebook pages that are just loaded, I just listed this on eBay.
An old sock.
You gotta come see it.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to see that. If anybody's online right now, go to Twitter. I'm at Marcia Collier on Twitter. And before eBay Radio, I sent up two tweets. Griff, do you remember the old days when people used to put animated GIFs in their descriptions on eBay?
Oh, do I ever.
Dancing bears.
Yeah.
Right? The little plane. This is hot. Well, guess what? It's hot again. And GIFs are the hot marketing thing you can do right now. I'm at Marcia Collier on Twitter. And I added little dancing, happy dances to my promotions for eBay Radio prior to coming on.
Yes.
And animated GIFs, you know, Facebook recently announced that users could employ GIFs as profile pictures.
Yes, I've seen that.
Okay, so now you can use GIFs to promote your items. You can do something as easily as to repurpose a short instructional video to add sass to your posts. You go to a website called gifs.com and put in the URL of a short YouTube video that you've made, and it'll make a quick loop that you can add to your promotion on social media.
That's
now,
cool.
Will eBay allow, I don't know, animated GIFs in descriptions?
I don't know. Well, I think so. I don't think you...
Yeah, I don't think it. I still see them occasionally.
Yeah, there's no stopping it.
Right, and just like putting in your description a short video of how to use the item, or who will love the item, or just something sassy to draw people's attention, using GIFs in social media to promote your items is a great idea. Because it's not just about, here's what I have for sale. It's to get the customer to interact with your item. So when you're on social media, just don't be mundane. Your marketing campaign can be pretty mundane if one out of every five tweets, okay, let's say one out of every five, you're talking about items you're selling. Throw in a little GIF. Throw in a happy dance. Throw in, there's a website called GIPHY that has GIFs, and that's what I used for my tweets today, that are just random. I have Meryl Streep doing a happy dance about my being on eBay Radio.
Ah!
And I see
Meryl,
it. I see
Meryl,
it right
she works,
here.
She works so hard, and she'll take any gig, apparently.
And you have Cinderella.
I have Cinderella doing a little curtsy to please join me on eBay Radio. Thank you. So you can add these things, and they draw attention to what you tweet. Makes it a lot more interesting. And that way, your promotion stands out from other people. What I don't want to see, and all you eBay sellers out there, you're doing such a great job. You're listing your items. You're getting your things ready for the holidays. Start taking an equal amount of time to prepare what you're going to do on social media. Make a calendar. Set aside a notepad file of tweets, of shares for Facebook, and consider what platform you're using. Now, realize that Pinterest is fabulous for marketing. And if you're carrying an item year-round to have a great photo, that's great. But remember, Pinterest is around forever. That is golden. It's evergreen. When you want an immediate marketing push, you're going to want to use Facebook sparingly, but you're going to be able to use Twitter a lot better. And don't forget to hashtag jewelry, golf, baseball, your gaming, whatever it is you're selling, because to hashtag the category in Twitter is going to draw eyes to it. Just like it's important to have your items in the correct category when you're listing on eBay, you need to identify your product within your promotions with that hashtag. I think it's a big help.
How about new shoppers? Got any hints for attracting new shoppers to our eBay listings?
Well, see, this is the way you can do it. When you have a sassy marketing campaign, all of a sudden people are going to look. And when you're on social media preparing for the holidays, go on sites like Follower Wonk and things like that. Find people who are interested in the category that you sell. Or even people who are interested in online shopping. There are a multitude of sites where you can follow people on Twitter and build a following. But you need to be doing this constantly. You need to build it over time so that you have a great list, a great community online. Just like eBay sellers, we're a community. We help each other. Which leads me to say, if you have any questions, you can tweet me on Twitter, and I will give you an answer. We all help each other. So by going on social media, you're building a community, and new people will see you. So maybe people who never listen to eBay Radio will see that happy dance.
Yes.
And say, good wow, point. What's this eBay Radio thing? Let me check this out.
Everybody knows, we are the stealth radio show.
Yeah, but you see, and
it's called
Lee,
stealth marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Lee, I have a podcast on technology, which I've been doing, for 8 years? Son of a gun, it's still successful. Why? Because I do interesting marketing and draw audiences from all over. But you see, you have your core audience. And that's one of the problems that eBay sellers perform in social media. They're constantly retweeting each other. Can we say circle jerk on the radio?
It's incestuous.
Could we stop you? That's more the point.
Yeah, there was that. But that's what it is. You need to reach out to new people, new audiences. Go to the mainstream on Twitter. Look at what people are talking about. Join in a conversation.
Okay, so yes. let's say there's new sellers listening to us right now. We have a lot of new sellers all the time listening to us, okay? And, you know, holidays are coming up, and they want to get in on it, but they haven't gone over to social media quite yet. What would you tell them would be the first thing they should do this year, social media-wise?
Sign up on Twitter. I wrote a book, actually, Social Media Commerce, because I don't believe you should be on social media unless it's building your business.
So where do they get the book?
On Amazon or on eBay. I actually sell signed copies on eBay.
Yay!
You can do that. And start signing up. You can ask me questions. I have a Twitter list, which if you go to my account, that has active eBay sellers on social media. And if you want to be on that list, tweet to me and I'll put you on that list. And I list that in eBay for Dummies as an example of people. You can see what they're doing on social media. You can learn great lessons from observing. Oh, and by the way, the ninth edition of eBay for Dummies will be coming out next year with all the new eBay changes.
And, of course, you'll come up, you'll come on the show to talk about it.
Well, thank you so much. I had to squeeze that in. But I want to see everybody succeed. This has been my passion since 1997, and Griff knows. All I want is the seller to succeed. Collect that money. There's no job that's any better than somebody sending you money.
So all in all, we have about a minute left, I think. All in all, give us your best tips for eBay sellers, for social media, for the holidays.
Be organized. Don't just go on to Twitter or social media. Use a tool like BUFFER.com. That's buffer.com. They have a free service where you can schedule posts on Facebook or Twitter, and there's a free account so that you can plan ahead. Like, you know that you're going to get an item at a certain day. You can date schedule, time schedule. Don't jump out a bunch of posts all at once, because that's the quickest way to get anyone to unfollow you from social media.
I had to unfollow somebody yesterday because I realized that in the week I've been following her, she has literally sent me every single listing that she has put up on eBay.
Thank you. That's the worst thing you can do. Every single listing. And one quick tip. Also, use your social media account. Let's say you're selling jewelry. Search the web, get Google alerts for articles about jewelry, and share other people's articles as part of your Twitter stream, hashtag jewelry, for example.
There's our music, Marcia. We love you, dear.
Always a
there
pleasure, Marcia.
I love you. It's great being on the show. And happy holidays, Griffin Lake.
Happy, successful holidays to you as well. This segment was sponsored by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Coming up next, a new tool for handling returns and cancellations here on eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing five-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto responses for international buyers too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at replymanager.com.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.